Blog Talk Radio. tummy, tummy. Let me rub you down, let me spin you round. Me love it when you make that little love sound. Your body soft and tender to the touch. Me send me queen, me love you so much. Your mind you fine, and girl, when you recline, we do the sweet grind, we do the body wine, we do the sweet grind.
Blog Talk Radio talk show cohorts is listening to the show right now, and he's a financial expert. But one thing is, not only should we make sure that we're healthy in our way of living and eating, but our financial health, because that was one of my New Year's resolutions and something I'm always working on year-round is managing finances properly, planning to make more money, and it's just important for us to know if we have little or have a lot, it's important to know how to properly manage money, because I know people that have a lot and they manage it like they have, like they make six figure income, and then I know people that make six figure income and they're not good at managing their money. So it's important for all of us to know the proper ways of being financially fit. So that's something that we're going to definitely talk about in the near future. You know, when I first premiered the show, we talked a lot about you know, business planning and job interviews and finances. Also, it's good to get dealing with 30-minute episodes. It's good to get the conversation and the dialogue started. But happy birthday to those that celebrated birthdays over the weekend. And today, my older sister, Bev, she celebrated her birthday yesterday on April Fool's Day. And did you get food or anything? I know a couple of people that really, really got food yesterday. So, you know, and it's Happy Holy Week also, those of you like I who celebrate and recognize Easter. I've always loved Easter. And prayerfully, I will be in church this Sunday like some people. Isn't that something when you show up at church on Easter? I haven't been to church all year, so I do plan to attend church this Sunday. But hopefully keep it up, you know. But it's Easter week. Good Friday is Friday. I'm just amazed that spring is here. April showers bring May flowers. Before I get really in-depth in talking about things, we might get a call from Martina, PhD, whom I am so honored to be working with and promoting his work. He is internationally known, and he is a sought-after hair professional. I've been talking about his tour because he's been on tour promoting his hair care, corrective hair care line, PhD Elite, and he's coming to Jackson, Mississippi in May, and he has other dates also. He was scheduled to appear in Shreveport yesterday, but that date was canceled, but he had a blast, he and his team, in Charlotte, North Carolina last weekend, and so we're excited for him and he and his team to come to Jackson, Mississippi, and his salon is located in downtown Dallas across from Neiman Marcus, at 1700 Commerce Street, Suite 325, and that's on the corner of Commerce Street and Irving. So I just want to let you all know that we might be getting a call, and so he's also scheduled to appear on the show on Saturday. But I quickly have to stop talking about something. I try not to stop like in the middle of something, complete what I'm talking about. But I just want to let you know. You know, let us know what's going on and what's up, the project he's working on. And of course, I just told you the one project he's working on is the recent launch of his hair care line, corrective hair care line, PhD Elite. And, you know, you can friend him on Facebook and visit the website. And also, he has a YouTube channel, Hair by Martini. But that's just something I want to share because he is so talented, and healthy hair is so important to he and his team. And that's what's important to us, right? Clients. But there's a big game tonight, and that game is between Kansas versus Kentucky, huh? And so that game will begin at 9:23 Eastern time tonight, and we'll see who will be crowned, huh? The NCAA championship. And I'm excited because the Masters will begin on Thursday. I'm definitely excited about that. Yeah, I've always loved golf since I was a little girl. And had golf lessons once from a person who's still my friend, but at the time he was my boyfriend, and when we broke up, the golf lessons went with him. But uncles and relatives and friends, ever since I was a little girl, I've always loved golf. But you all know I'm a big Tiger supporter. And so the Masters begin on Thursday, the first round. So excited about that. And something that I'm not excited about is that, you know, it's kind of sad. And I'm part of Cowboys Nation, and I'm part of the Who Dat Nation. And I know it's not Sports Friday, but there's a lot of news happening regarding sports. And you all know the suspension started yesterday for Coach Sean and General Manager Mickey Loomis of the New Orleans Saints organization, and also Coach Assistant Coach Vitt and a couple others. Well, you know, they're appealing the suspension and the punishment, and so they're in New York now, so they're supposed to work on appealing their punishment on tomorrow. And I guess we'll know soon also who will be the chosen one for interim coach. And so this is amazing. And hello to everyone in the chat room. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I like one of my friends in the chat room that we always have dialogue with, I must say hello to. He is so vocal. And I am just saying hello to him right quick. You all know I'm multitasking. But I'm saying all this to get to this, because you all know the punishments have not been issued out to the players. There are Saints players that are going to be punished. And so the NFL PA, that's the National Football League Players Association, has already contacted attorneys for the players that were allegedly involved with the bounty program. And so that news that broke yesterday, and I was tuned to Mike and Mike before it aired, for the airtime, and well, right when the show was coming on, and they're talking about it. They might be still talking about it right now, but they were talking about it also. But I think I got my story from ESPN Dallas on yesterday regarding that the National Football League Players Association had already got attorneys, you know, just being prepared, because they say it might be some criminal charges also associated with being a part of the bounty program. So it's important for the players to have. This is not funny, but I'm laughing at my friends in the chat room. And one of my friends talking about the NFL, stating that he watches the NFL anyway, not for the game, but for the halftime show, and not for the game or the halftime show or even the cheerleaders. He's, oh my God, he's joking. He said, I watch the NFL for the arrest reports, because, saying that every so often players get in trouble, you know, if it's from a DUI. So, you know, say something, I don't want to say, but that is something that's sad. You know, you're supposed to watch the games, a friend in the chat room. It always amazes me how people who are blessed with million-dollar contracts throw away their careers over crazy, over stupid stuff. Yeah, that is something. I like wife beating, dog fighting, gambling, and drugs. But that is a good point. That is a good point. And also, I guess the average player, what career really lasts is like, what, 5-6 years? I know I heard that about running backs, and that, you know, career lasts like 5-6 years. And I know there were some recent announcements just recently regarding NFL players that are retiring because of injuries. They don't want, you know, they can't play because of injuries and so on. So it's important. It's important for all of us to manage our money properly, but definitely if you're a multi-million-dollar, not even multi-million, if you're just making good money being an NFL football player, I guess it's really important to manage that money and not just let it go just fly away and disappear. And, you know, you have to think about the rainy day, like all of us. Because I guess when you do have that money and have those big contracts, It's not like you can just give money away to anybody, too. And I guess I have a good heart also, so I know where a lot of football players come from when they're just issuing out money, but you don't want to be in the poorhouse, you know, yourself. Because I can't believe that I can't believe Terrell Owens doesn't have any money. I don't believe those reports. They might be true though, but I just don't believe it. How can so much money just vanish, regardless of how kind you are or how flamboyant you are? That's just unbelievable. I'm a big supporter of Terrell T.O.'s, but it's just still unbelievable. Because I mean, that's a lot of money. Yeah, but something caught my eye right before the show, and I don't see my Android. I got so excited about something, and now I don't see my phone. And there was a story that caught my attention about a family suing a medical center and a funeral home over a wrong body being prepared for viewing. And it was an ABC News story, and I have gotten so excited talking about sports and football. My Android has vanished right in front of me, right out of my hand. But I just could not. That's another story that I'm like, man, what? So if I could, this very soon happens to me because I'm a type personality and do my best to always be prepared. You all know this, even when I can ad lib, but I really want to read this story to you all in depth. And did I mention today is Marvin Gaye's birthday also? Wow, what a talent. But where is my Android? It has just disappeared out of nowhere, ultimately, literally vanished, doing a Chris Angel on me. Shout out to all the loyals, because I know you all are listening, and also my Prince friends. But Chris Angel had a wonderful chat session with those who love his work on Saturday, and it was not an ordinary chat session. He was on his website, on camera. He was answering video questions, answering chat room questions. He was on Twitter and I guess Facebook also. And it was like a two-hour chat session that he had with loyals and supporters and family and friends. And he had a guest musician, you know, Nathan Burton. He was the guest. And it was just amazing. It was very unique and very different. You know, the illusionist and magician community is very different. And so it was just different, just a different appeal. And so he mentioned to other fellow musicians to be original also, like he was being. So I just want to shout out all the lawyers and Chris Angel and his loved ones for, you know, such an amazing chat session. And those of you, I love Mind Freak. I wonder what happened to A&E and Mind Freak. Okay, great. My friend is posting a story. So that's teamwork. You all know who, because both of them, you know, I have friends in the chat room and a fellow blogtalkradio.com host also, and we support one another. And so my friend in the chat room is also pulling up the stories. ABC News, he put it up on abcnews.go.com/us/y-story-family-sues-wrong-body-prepped-viewing. And, yeah, that's it. That story, I was going to read it off to you all. Like I said, I don't know what happened to my, you know how something can just vanish in front of you? I don't know what happened. But that is an amazing story right there. And they're not only suing the funeral home, but of course they're suing the medical center, because when the funeral home, I think, checked the body, was a tattoo on the gentleman. So when they checked back, his body was at the medical center. So the right person was buried. But isn't that sad? It's already sad enough when you have to prepare a loved one and have their body prepared for viewing, and then when it's time for friends and family to view the body, then it's somebody else. Oh my God, that is something. That is very, very sad. I might have heard of this story. I mean, they reported that it happened last year, but this is just, y'all were hurt, and then something like that happened. I can't believe it. I have 90 seconds of live streaming, but we'll continue on for another 10 minutes. Hopefully my Android will resurface, because for some reason recently I have been having a blast checking out the, like, what's happening, like, right now while I'm on the air, my emails and so on. But congratulations to the Academy of Country Music Award winners, nominated. Oh, what's up? Happy Monday. Like I said, the live streaming is stopping, but those of you that can continue on, thank you so much. I have exceeded more than 53K profile views, and I just thank you so much for your feedback and your support. And definitely looking forward to thank. I also Reg Rusnick. I think he's in town, so hopefully I get a chance to see him. You know, my friend that sometimes gets co-hosts with me on, especially Fridays when we talk about sports and relationships and so on. He's in town, Jack Tyler, because you know he's a native of Jackson. So we haven't had an opportunity to see each other. So hopefully we will before he leaves. If not, hopefully I'll be showing up in Big D real soon. And also, just thank you so much for your in. So I will continue talking after the live streaming stops, but I have to squeeze in what I have to say before the live streaming stops, because I do not ever know who would not be with me after the live streaming discontinues. But a little political news, and talking about April Fool's Day. Did you all see the April Fool's Day prank that Mitt Romney's staff pulled on him? Oh, my God. Okay. Somebody, whoa. One of my friends in the chat room said, check the article out about what? A woman becomes, this does not seem, wait a second. A woman becomes pregnant by a dead man. Yes, it is. That is definitely entertainment. And I don't know what kind of science that is. I've always been intrigued by science, but oh, wow. Unless he left a, you know, sperm donor, and he's, but, oh my God, I have to read that article also. Unless it's like a sperm donor and he died, like after he donated sperm or something like that, I cannot say this. I definitely have to read that story also. Now, this is a story that my blogtalkradio.com cohort is sharing with me, like, right now on the air. So I'm like, what kind of story is that? So Martini had said he might call. So it doesn't look like he's going to call, but definitely look forward to hearing from him on Saturday, because I scheduled him for Saturday. And I should have called him and said, get up. You said you might, but, you know, you don't want to pester people so on when you're so excited. And knowing that he's a busy, busy person. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if I could get Tiger Woods on one day soon. You know, wow. Tiger said he's going to win the Masters. And I believe he can do it also. But his fellow golfers, they're nothing to play with either. So I believe this year's Masters is going to be worth its while for those like I that'll be watching it on TV and those that are in attendance also. Now, I am running my mouth somewhat because I'm still looking for my, it shouldn't be far because I'm sitting down right in front of my computer and I, so I'm just looking to see where is it. But I became excited talking about Martini, talking about the NCAA game, talking about my Saints. Yeah, and I did congratulate Leon Litt, I think, on Saturday, but I must congratulate him again on getting the new gig with the Dallas Cowboys. He's now the assistant defensive line coach, right? Multitasking, talking to my friend in the chat room. And he's telling me to have a good one, and I'm telling him to have a good one also. That's why I like the old-fashioned note. I'm old-fashioned note-taking. And so I decided to, hey, well, let me check out stories that's dropping, like, right now. And it has definitely disappeared. And I also was tuned to Tom Joyner Morning Show before going on air, and they're still recuperating from the cruise. I know they had a blast on that cruise because there were so many good entertainers on that cruise, and Skip Murphy did a perfect job of hosting, guest hosting the program last week, and he's working this morning also. I thought I heard Tom was. I don't think Tom is there because I don't think he usually comes to work that next day. And J. Anthony Brown was a little late, but he finally arrived. I mean, he is so funny. I really enjoy Tom Joyner Morning Show. I've always enjoyed Tom Joyner Morning Show ever since the 80s when he was the fly jock going back and forth from Dallas to Chicago. Because that's when I was spending a lot of time in Dallas also as a teen. So it was one of my late sister's favorite radio shows also. But to me, Dallas has always had awesome, awesome radio programming and DJs and so on. But I love Ricky Smiley also. To be honest, I love morning radio, period. That's one reason why my show airs early also. I love early morning, late. But early morning, you can, you know, just have fun and wake up and get it, you know, just be done with and just have a blast and get yourself in a good mood. Because even though we talk about things that are real, real important on the show, I like people to get a good feeling still that, hey, I can make a difference and, hey, I can still do this. And I want to shout out all my worldwide listeners and online friends also. You all have been sending me some awesome, awesome videos. And awesome, awesome just emails and stories regarding your work and things that you're doing in your community. Because that's what it takes for us each to do our part in our own neighborhoods, in our own towns, in our own communities, and so on. And I'm like an in-person type person, but I really started networking online, even though I've been into computers since I was a little girl. And I remember when Tony Brown, I was telling my friend Shamira, business owner whom I've been talking a lot about her business, and one place where I'll be celebrating my birthday in August and on August 11th. But I was telling Sabrina and other projects also. But one thing I was telling Samira, because I know she and I share a mutual friend, Tony Brown, Tony Brown's Journal. In the early 90s, Tony Brown told me, he was like, hey, this internet is going to really be a major thing. Emailing and the internet businesses is really going to be, it's going to be exciting. This is innovative. This is new. And I still have some materials that Tony Brown shared with me when he and I first became friends and he became my mentor. I've been out of touch with Tony for a bit. I don't know what. That's another show I missed, Tony Brown's Journal. But one thing that he always shared with me, good books, and I know when we first met in, like, 20 years ago in 91, he told me how this internet deal was going to just explode and how important it was. Even though I had always heard about the internet growing up and been a little girl in teen years, but then in the 90s when it just blew up, and then we started finding out them. Early 2000s, how the internet was, internet businesses and so on were turning people into millionaires and billionaires. Like, wow. So I really didn't start actively networking on the internet until 2007, and it's just been amazing. And I'm really comfortable now. I'm an in-person person, born a natural salesperson. I always loved sales and marketing, but it's really cool. It's really cool, and just by the internet. I still love talking to people in person, but there are so many wonderful people and friends that I have met, you know, because I'm not a jet setter. I love to be a jet setter, but that I have met via the internet, via Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, you know, that I've met that I would not have met, things that I've learned, things that people have learned from me that they would not have learned if we weren't online friends. And I'm just amazed. So I'm just saying this to say that I thank you, honestly. I am about to cry. You don't know I can cry sometimes, but I'm not. But really, I just want to thank you for being so much fun. And it's not about being fun, but it's learning. And also, it's good to earn money also via the internet. If it's internet shows like blogtalkradio.com, like a... You know, shout out to those of you that have reached out to me with your that would like to know more about advertising. You know, right now my shows are 30-minute episodes, but in the near future, I plan to upgrade to what is called a premium. And it's good to advertise with blogtalkradio.com. When I was just a listener, I loved to listen to it and watch the commercials, and I still do. Well, you know, being in sales and marketing my entire life, I've always loved commercials anyway. But one thing about, I know good advertising when I see it. And one thing I do love about blogtalkradio.com is the advertising. And so I had scheduled another webinar for this morning, but it's going to be a practice webinar. And when I schedule another one, you all will know, because I'll send you emails and the invite. Because I definitely like to cross my T's and dot my I's. And so I'm looking forward to inviting you all to the webinar to promote and let you know more about blogtalkradio.com and about Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because I just thank you for the support. At 53,000, more than 53,000 views, if I just had 530, I would be like, okay, at least I have 530 views, but I have my listenership, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports listenership, has been continually growing, and I really appreciate it. And I appreciate the blogtalkradio.com staffers, and like I said before, my cohort. And you all look out in the near future, because a couple of my cohorts and I have discussed teaming up together and doing panels together and talking about topics that are very important to you. If it's from just everyday entertainment and lifestyle topics to finance, and if finance is not in everyday lifestyle topics, I don't know what is, if it's not. So just important topics. And we get a lot of feedback, and so do not stop sharing feedback with us. Because, yeah, we can say things that interest us and talk about topics that interest us, but it's important to talk about what interests our listeners also, because you all are the ones that have the choice to spend a few minutes or the entire show time, if it's 30 minutes or 2 hours, with us. And we don't want you to be bored. We want you to one thing that's good about blogtalkradio.com is it's interactive. You can, and that's why it's important to create a listener profile. You can create your listener profile. You can chat with me. Not only can you chat with me, but you can interact with the whole blogtalkradio.com community. You know, you can just have a blast. If you don't have access to getting online, you can just pick up the phone and dial in and listen. You want to make a comment. And then some of you might not realize it, though, but for each individual episode in our archives, if you can't get online, you can call. there are numbers that you can call where you can listen to our episodes on, I mean, by phone. And you all know that, you know, iTunes and RSS feed and so on. So there's so many ways that you can support and listen to our shows. And we feel that our listeners are part of the community. When we say a Blog Talk Radio community, when you hear us say BTR community, and our listeners and our advertisers are part of the community also. So it's just been a blast. And like I said, I recently celebrated a year. March 21st, 2011 was when Culture Shock Entertainment Reports premiered. And it's been amazing. And we just don't get on the air. We literally, most hosts that I talk to, they do hardcore work, do research, and then, you know, we have to do pre-production. And obviously right now on air, and then when we get off the air, there's post-production. And then we have to, you know, make sure that not only to the ones of you that listen, it's important for us to post and to send to those that we feel need to maybe, that we maybe need to share a certain episode with. I just wanted to share that with you all. So I guess some of you was like, well, she didn't talk about the healthy tips. I posted a lot of healthy tips on Twitter and on Facebook, especially with SparkPeople.com. SparkPeople.com shares so much information. If you're not a part of SmartPeople.com, become a member, because I'm just literally almost obsessed with SmartPeople.com. Just amazing, amazing website. Shares so much health advice, from exercise to diets to foods that we should and should not be eating to inspirational quotes and so on. And it's just a good website. You get a chance to network with not only personal trainers but other people who want to eat healthy and live healthy. But thanks again for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And thank you to those of you who joined me in the chat room.